This is the 30th lecture on Genesis.
생명의 또 지난주 이어서 두 번째.
This is the second time about the seed of a life.
지난주 이어 설명합니다. 사람이
성령 Before a man is given the Holy Spirit, the sea of the life remains as if it were dead in him.
가만히 있었습니다.
Instead, the soul governs the heart and the body moves according to the desire set to the flesh. The spirit in him should be the master, but it's inactive as if asleep, so the soul controls his mind and he acts according to the desire of the flesh. So in Genesis, God says that he will not be with a man forever. That is, he will not be with a man forever because the man is under the control of a Satan. However, there is a being that can control the soul of a man. It's a Satan. After hearing these words, you too must realize that you are being controlled by Satan with your fleshly thoughts. You may think that you are thinking of your own choice, but you must realize that you are being deceived by Satan. Satan is the heart of the Lucifer, and it makes people think in evil ways, not in good ways. Most people tend to think in terms of evil rather than good, no matter what they see or hear. It doesn't motivate him to forgive or love others. Satan makes people jealous of everything in negative ways, prompts them to be jealous, and then induces them to judge and condemn. This is why the book of Romans also says that the fleshly thought is against God. Why? Because Satan controls it. The enemy devil and the Satans are those who oppose God. If you are guided by the fleshly thoughts, you end up opposing God. How frustrated it is. Satan makes us to hate others, harbor emotion, envy, judge it, and condemns others. When people are captured by the thought that Satan gives them, the devil then makes them commit evil acts. When Satan puts the thought into you, you think the thought is right, and then the devil encourages you to take the evil action. After the work of a Satan that causes people to dislike others, people do something harm to others they dislike. It's expressed through the actions such as cursing and hitting the other person. Hating other person only in one's mind or heart, and then taking actions motivated by the devil, such as spitting or hitting the other person. According to the desire set to the flesh, he leads an intemperate life or a life of debaucheries. God's people can never sin. However, those of you who say you believe in God and yet commit sin while calling God your Father are being instigated by the Satan and the devil. This is the way a man lives his life, not sprouting his seed of life in him. People who have the desire to commit sin and do so have no strength in their spirit. So their seed of life don't sprout. This means that even if you receive the Holy Spirit and become a child of God, if this seed of life does not sprout, you end up failing raising the seed. So even if you pray, you will not receive the answer, and like other people in the world, you will catch the flu or cold easily and will not be protected. If you lack a little sleep, you will feel tired and have a hard time like everyone else in the world. People filled with the Holy Spirit rarely feel tired. In this case, you go to church, but you're not filled with the Holy Spirit and lead a fleshly faith life, which is why the seed of life within you has no strength and does not sprout. Since the seed of the life is the seed itself in you, Satan is playing with you and making you do what it wants, just as adultery, fighting, swearing. Since his spirit doesn't work, his soul has become the master. And his soul was incited by the Satan, which is a spiritual being of the darkness. People not receiving the Holy Spirit think that they can judge and decide everything on their own, but that is an illusion. They don't realize that they are being craftily incited by Satan. However, once the Holy Spirit comes and the seed of life sprouts, the situation changes. The spirit which has remained still as if were dead comes to life, and the work of life begins. Now, this spirit is controlled by the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into your heart and causes the seed of life to grow. Since the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, He leads you to the truth. Then as your spirit gains strength, you will be guided by the light, goodness, and the trust of truth, while Satan leads the people of the flesh to the people of the soul in the opposite direction, such as the ways in the weakness and the darkness. If there is a man you cannot easily forgive, the Holy Spirit reminds you of the forgiveness and the love of the Lord so that you can eventually forgive them. If you obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit and forgive, spiritual love will come to your heart and your spirit will grow that much more. So the more you obey the follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, the more the opposing evil attributes disappear, resulting in a spiritual growth. The more the process is repeated, the more spiritual faith is given to you. Let's say you've become a man who can keep a certain promise even in a situation when it's really difficult to keep it. Then the changing and the sly hurt will disappear, and the hurt will become more truth and sincere. In other words, the more you obey the Word of God as the Holy Spirit governs, the more the spirits inside your heart will grow up. As the spirit grows up like this and the evil disappears from within your heart, then you go to the Spirit. If you follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, follow the truth, no matter how small or big things are, the evil in you will gradually disappear. Evil can no longer stand with you. If you live like this, over time, all the evil within you will disappear. The problem is that you change your mind and cannot keep the truth in front of what you like. You still have a deceitful nature and cannot enter into the Spirit. If you do not take away these attributes, you cannot go to the Spirit. I told you that the more you obey the Word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the more your spirit will grow in your heart. Please keep this in mind. When all evil disappears from your heart as your spirit grows like this, then you will have a spiritual heart. Furthermore, if your heart is entirely filled with the goodness and the love, your heart becomes the heart of the whole spirit. When your heart is filled with the goodness and the love, it becomes the heart of the whole spirit. These people of the spirit, the people of the whole spirit, exist at the level of the spirit even if they live in this world. Since his mind is controlled by the spirit, any fleshly idea never influences him in any situation. He only thinks in goodness and the truth. In addition, he doesn't have any doubt about the work of God. And his flesh doesn't ride the fleshly flow, but it's controlled in the dimension of the spirit. Let me tell you the reason. The size of the spirit becomes big enough to cover the entire nucleus of the cell in spiritual person. The size of the spirit is large enough to cover the cell nucleus, which is the center of the body. The size of the whole spiritual person's spirit is much larger than the cell fluid. Even in the terms of a size, there is such a difference between the spiritual and the whole spiritual. Dear brothers and sisters in the Christ, once the spirit covers the nucleus that is the most central focal core of the body, what will happen next? The control of all the body functions will be governed in the spiritual dimension. Control of all functions of the body is not at the level of the flesh. I said that those who live in the Garden of Eden are controlled by the breath of life, which is the original power of God. They are given it when their conception. Therefore, all the newly born babies are healthy and they grow up well to have a most beautiful and handsome outlook. They are not born with any deformities. They cannot die during birth or while growing up, and that they are living bodies that will never die. And they grow up just to pass the age of the young man, and they don't get older any longer, but maintain their status. It's possible because the Garden of Eden is the spiritual place, and the people in the Garden of Eden are all living beings, spiritual beings. Now, even those who live on the earth also ride on the spiritual flow. From the moment they have the heart of the spirit, the control of all body functions is managed in the spiritual dimension. Let me introduce some such a phenomena when the body is controlled in the spiritual dimension. First, all organs of the body begin to function normally. Suppose a man has a stomach problem. He doesn't digest the food well, and it causes him difficulties all the time. If such a person follows the word of God and cultivates his mind with the spirit, his stomach function will soon change for the better. When the body's functions that were bad in the flesh come into the spirit, they are restored. The same goes for all other parts of the body. This means that not just the stomach, but all parts of the body are restored in this way. Since the control of his body is managed in the spiritual dimension, he can maintain the best conditions. Even if he doesn't sleep well, he can easily overcome any possible fatigue. What happens when the control of the body is managed in the fleshly dimension? If he doesn't sleep well even for a day, his eyes become sore and his body feels heavy. Concentration decreases, motivation to work disappears, and the body's metabolism also becomes unstable. That's why it's said in the world that good sleep is the best medicine.
그래서 세상에서는 잠이 보약이라면서 잠을 충분히 잘 자면 건강할 수 있다.
So doctors in the world encourage people to sleep well. However, if your metabolism is regulated at the spiritual level, you can maintain good condition even with less sleep. It's said that people need at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day. However, once you come into the spirit, just 2 or 3 hours sleep is enough. How about not sleeping at all? Why is it that even a spiritual person should sleep at least 2 or 3 hours? The reason is because we live in the fleshly world. If you go to the heaven later, you don't need to sleep. It only because heaven is the spiritual space. Even if you are a spiritual person, you cannot ignore the order of this physical space. If your body is controlled at the spiritual level, you will be healthy even if you only eat the necessary amount of the food. You won't feel the need to eat a lot. The fleshly people eat meat and look for wholesome food from the time to time to stay healthy. Chances are, however, that even if some people who eat so-called healthy food will become sick. Even those who have been healthy become sick instantly. No matter how strong they are in fleshly sense, they cannot protect themselves from all disease. No matter how healthy a person in the world is, they can get sick and lose energy at any moment. Therefore, tomorrow is always not guaranteed. This is especially true for people in their 60s and 70s. However, if your body is controlled at the spiritual level, you can maintain your health by eating only the basic food. It's written in the Mark chapter 1:6 that John the Baptist, who prepared a way for the Lord, ate locusts and the wild honey. He just ate the locusts and the wild honey. Until his day came, John the Baptist had remained in the wilderness and prepared for his future ministry. Since it was difficult to find good food in the wilderness, he ate the locusts and the honey, but he was healthy. There was no one to help him, and there was no kitchen in the wilderness, so he lived only by praying to prepare the way of the Lord, eating only locusts and wild honey. What about Daniel and his three friends? They were put into the situation that they were supposed to eat the king's choice of food and drank the wine as a captive in Babylon. However, they didn't want to eat that God banned due to its use of the sacrifice of the idols. So they asked the chief eunuch only water and the vegetarian's food. The overseer listened to him to test them and make the decision according to the result. The manager couldn't listen to the boys who were taken as a prisoner. If their health deteriorated, it would be considered his own own church. Daniel chapter 1, 15 to 16 says, at the end of the 10 days, their appearance seems better, and they were fatter than all the youth who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink and kept giving them the vegetables. The faces of those who ate only vegetarian food looked more radiant and better than those who ate well. Likewise, if the control of the body is managed in the spiritual dimension, even if you eat only vegetables, you can be healthy. Daniel and his three friends had already entered the spirit dimension. I mean, they went to the spirit, so they weren't afraid of anything. They were boys who kept and practiced the word and the law of God. You don't actually seek for wholesome food. However, since the man of the Spirit has the ability to control himself, he doesn't overeat no matter how delicious a food may be. Spiritual people do not overeat no matter how delicious the food is, no longer feel the need to eat. But still, if he doesn't eat for too long a period of time, chances are that his body may become weakened. We can live without eating in heaven, but in this flesh place in the world, we should take a minimum amount of the nutrients. Eventually, when you undergo the long-term fasting, such as a 20 days once or 40 days, God provides you with a breath of a life of heaven so that you can survive. Secondly, if the control of the body is managed in the spiritual dimension, germs and the viruses cannot enter into you. Even if a germ or virus does manage to get into your body, it doesn't harm you. It's like when a foreign substance is put into the burning furnace. It immediately burns or melts and disappears. Likewise, the body of the man of the spirit or whole spirit is surrounded by the power of God. No disease can slip into them. 1 John chapter 5 of 18 says, "We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him." Those born to God cannot sin. However, if a person commits sin, he cannot be called a child of God or a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. It's quite natural that those born of God cannot sin. Those who sin, those who practice the work of the flesh, may you understand at this hour, are you truly born of God? Do you have assurance of a salvation? That's not true. Where do you come from? It comes from the darkness and comes from the enemy devil. He who was born of God protects him. So the evil one cannot even touch him. So anyone who has not sinned is born of God. That's why they said, "He who was born of God protects me." Therefore, the evil one cannot even touch him. Will the disease enter him? No. God protects him. In addition, the man of a whole spirit is not harmed even if they drink poison. Of course, it's the case when he doesn't drink it willfully but against his will, or when he takes it mistakenly. If you drink poison to test for harm, you will die. However, if you make a mistake or drink it without knowing, you will be protected if you are whole spirit. For instance, there is an accident in Acts chapter 28 that viper fastened itself on the hand of the apostle Paul. The natives who knew that the viper expected the apostle Paul was about to swell up or suddenly fell down dead, they thought he was cursed. But nothing happened to apostle Paul. Dear brothers and sisters, third, if the body is controlled at the spiritual level, it will not age and can even rejuvenate it. Aging stops from the moment you enter the spirit. It doesn't age. But even if you don't age, it seems that as time goes by, you start to age little by little. Aging is very slow. Aging stops from the moment the spirit covers the cell nucleus. The spirit has covered this cell nucleus, which fundamentally controls the body. From then on, aging stops happening. Therefore, wouldn't it be better to enter the Spirit when you are a little younger than to enter the Spirit in your 40s or 50s? May you enter the Spirit before you grow old. Young people, if you enter the Spirit in your 20s and 30s, you will hardly have any wrinkles. If possible, come into the Spirit when you are young. It would be good if you don't fight and your skin quickly comes back to life without any damage and aging no longer occurs in that state. But don't worry, middle-aged people, when you enter the Spirit, you will be rejuvenated. Rejuvenation here doesn't mean that people in their 60s will return to the appearance of those in their 20s. It didn't mean that. Let's say a person in his 50s came into the Spirit, then you already have wrinkles and are older. But it doesn't age anymore from the point where they go to the Spirit. So it means you still have wrinkles on your face, but you don't age anymore from that point. But let's say they go to the Holy Spirit in their 60s. Then all the organs in their body recover and become healthy. The skin gets better. Fine wrinkles disappear. And many things are restored by the power of God. But main wrinkles would be remained. Without any medical way or plastic surgeries. So they are in their 60s, but they can look like they're in 50s or 40s. If you open your spiritual eyes and see the faces of the Moses and other ancestors, they are not young people. They've a dignified appearance with a slightly graying hair and a long beard. Even Apostle Paul and Elijah are bald. Baldness is not a disease. It's a hereditary condition. Hereditary condition, it has nothing to do with a disease. If you enter into the Spirit early in your 20s or 30s and enter into the Holy Spirit, you will not go bald. The hair doesn't fall out. Bald people are born with a gene of being bald from their parents, so they lose their hair due to the gene. Poor eyesight may also be hereditary. As they get older, their eyesight gets worse. It's not a disease. Because they got from the gene from their ancestors or parents. So hair loss may be also be one of these cases. If it's hereditary, hair can fall out even if you come into the Spirit. Just like people may or may not have a double eyelids. Guys, just because your eyelids aren't double eyelids, that doesn't mean it's a disease. Rejuvenation in your 60s does not mean you will look like a young people, but the function of each organ in your body will improve. To summarize, once you enter the Spirit, aging stops and the organs in your body no longer become weak. And if you go into the Holy Spirit, you will become healthier. At the same time, you are recognized as a perfect child of God. When you become a whole spirit, God will be fond of you. God who created everything is pleased to renew all your organs and make you healthier because you are God's delight. So when you become a whole spirit person, God's pleased to make your organs renewed. For example, it's said that presbyopia naturally comes with aging. A person should be able to put a certain distance between the object and their eyes and the focus, but with nearsightedness doesn't affect the vision of the man of the whole spirit at all. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 34:7, the old Moses was 120 years old. When he died, his eye was not dim or his vigor abated. God took Moses when he was 120 years old, but his eyes did not dim. In other words, he was very healthy. If his eyes are not blurry, all the functions of his organs are intact, and his strength did not fail. Because the function of all organs did not decline, he was called as a servant of God at the age of 80 and carried out God's missions for 40 years. Moses was called by God in the age of 80. And since he was the head of the 2 million, he couldn't find a day to take a rest. But surely Deuteronomy chapter 34:7 says, although Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated. Even at the age of the 120, and more detailed reason can be found in the number chapter 12:3. God himself said that now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. It said that Moses was humbler than all the people on the earth. So you can imagine how meek he was. And he was faithful in everything. Everyone tried to be gentle and avoid any form of evil, then that's what happens. Go into it with all your spirit, evil has no form. And with all your spirit, then no disease or virus can take advantage of it. And God renews all the organs so they do not age, but rather becomes younger and do not age. In other words, Moses' body was controlled in the dimension of the spirit since he entered the whole spirit. Now, why is that the aging of the body doesn't take place as the spirit covers the cell's nucleus, which control the body functions? For your reference, I'm going to tell you the phenomena that happens in the cell nucleus. Inside the cell nucleus of a man is a chromosome that contains all his genetic information. This chromosome has its end of a cutoff as it continues cell divisions. This end part of the chromosome is called the telomere. Generally, all normal human cells divide at 50 to 100 times before all telomeres are cut. Then the cell can no longer accomplish the cell divisions. Then it gets a hold and eventually dies. The conditions of drastically skipping in the growth period and aging quickly is called progeria. And their average lifespan is said to be 12 years and 8 months. Those born with progeria have a shorter telomere by nature. And so we can see the length of the telomere is intimately related in the aging or lifespan. The world's first cloned sheep, the Dolly, becomes old more quickly than other sheep born normally. Dolly was cloned from the somatic cell of the 6-year-old sheep. Therefore, Dolly was born with a chromosome of the 6-year-old sheep. Since the telomere of a Dolly chromosomes was shorter than that of the other sheep, its lifespan was also shorter. By the way, among the cells in our body, there are cells that do constant cell divisions. For example, hair, fingernails, and toenails keep on growing even when you are old. They keep growing, no matter how many times you cut it off. In addition, cancer cells don't die, but they maintain cell divisions. The characteristic of these cells is that the end of the chromosomes are not shortened. This is because it produces enzymes that repair shortened telomeres on their own. It's called the enzyme telomerase. Therefore, if you want to treat cancer, you can prevent cancer cells from making this enzyme. Conversely, to prevent aging, you just need to produce an appropriate amount of this enzyme. Scholars who discovered the telomeres and the telomerase, which could be the key to preventing aging and treating cancer, received the 2009 Nobel Prize in Medicine. Based on these studies, anti-cancer drugs were developed, which has both effectiveness and side effects. Although the drug targets cells that are actively divided, such as cancer cells, cells that produce hair, fingernails, and toenails are also affected. Therefore, patients receiving the this therapy often experience a loss of their hair, fingernails, and the toenails. However, if God works the light of His power precisely works on the only on the cancer cell, God's method is different from the anti-cancer. Because anti-cancer injections affect other cells, problems may occur in bodies such as hair or nails falling out, and the memory may weaken. However, because God's method only works on those cancer cells, there's no harm to body. If a cancer cell is prevented from the creating the telomerase, the cancer will naturally die. Moreover, if those aging cells are forced to create the telomerase properly, it may prevent aging. As you get old, you come to be wrinkles over your face and your skin loses its elasticity. However, once you come into the spirit, wrinkles will not appear any longer. If you come into the whole spirit, the fine wrinkles may disappear. Also, because the skin becomes fairer, clearer, and the people in their 40s can have the skin of those in their 20s, and the people in their 60s can have the skin of their 40s or 50s. Faces of those people who are saturated with alcohol and cigarettes are skin of dark. Because the lungs and the internal organs have already been damaged, they cannot function properly, which means the face becomes dark and looks pale. When such a people accept the Lord and the quick drinking and the smoking, the color of their face changes. Their skin improves and become a flourish. There are many such people in our church. Especially members in the men missions. When we stop giving up the things and come into the truth, our skin gets better. Of course, when you enter into the whole spirit, your skin will naturally improve. The cells of that form of your skin becomes active so that your skin becomes softer and more elastic. When aging slows or stops, your skin is elastic. When the skin loses its elasticity, it becomes compressed and saggy as it aging. But now that you have entered the Spirit, you do not need to worry because your skin becomes younger and the better. If you come into your whole spirit, so not only will you not age, but you will actually be rejuvenated. This concludes today. I will continue this that is more important next week.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.